So each temple has its own mood, and if we cultivated one mood, but then we go to somewhere else, that mood is very different, and we are not able to feel at home over there. What to do? Yeah. Broadly speaking, when we find ourselves in a situation that is difficult, there are three options. Say suppose, instead of devotee, let's community, let's take something else. Suppose, you know, go to a place like say Toronto or somewhere, it's very cold. Now it's extremely cold. We have three options. One is tolerate. Yes, it's cold, this is where I have to live, this is where my family, my job is, I tolerate it. Second is mitigate. Mitigate means, you know, I try to get as many warm clothes as possible, have a lot of food. Basically, arrangements by which I can mitigate. I have good heating in the room, heating in the car, wherever I am. If that doesn't work, third option is emigrate. You know, we go to some other place where the weather is more compatible. So broadly, in any situation that we are in, which we find uncomfortable, there are three options. Tolerate, mitigate, or emigrate. And it's not that one is right and other is wrong. We see that the Pandavas did different things at different times. Initially when they tried to, Kauravas tried to burn the Pandavas, tried to poison Bhima, Yudhishthira said, this is a family matter, don't publicize it, don't make a big issue, tolerate it. But then eventually when the Kauravas dishonored Draupadi, and then after that also they showed no remorse, they tried to dishonor Krishna by arresting him, the Pandavas mitigated. They fought a war over there. Eventually when Krishna departed from the world, then they immigrated, they also left. We can look at Prabhupada's life also. Prabhupada did the same things. Prabhupada, when he came to America, the hippies would eat food and just leave the plates and go away like that. Prabhupada washed that place. He tolerated that. But later on, when there was Mr. N who was trying to, there was this person in Juhu, politician, was trying to steal the Juhu temple land from Prabhupada. They fought against it practically. Mitigated it. When Prabhupada was preaching in India and people were not very interested, he came to America. He immigrated. So, in different situations, we may do any of these things. We have to see what works best for our service to Krishna. So, in this particular setting, tolerate means, yes, I grieve in that particular mood, but it is a good experience, good time for me to learn how bhakti is much bigger than what I thought. And I tolerate it and gradually I learn. Oh, you know, yes, this is also a nice way to practice bhakti. So I accept it and then I find that it's not that bad. The mind often makes this very, very difficult. When you start accepting it, you find it nice also in its own way. It's a different flavor, but it's nice. Mitigate means, it is not that if there's a particular mood over here, a particular place, that doesn't mean everything else is banned. It's just that that may not be that much encouraged or that much facilitated. But if we have a particular vision, particular inspiration to serve in a particular way, it's not that people are going to ban us from doing it. So we do that, and generally we can create that also over there. It may not be that big because we may not have that much facility. But we can also, within the broad community's emphasis, not in a disruptive way but in a harmonious way, we add this also. So we may be able to do that. We may also do some, as I said, youth preaching or whatever. Or if we don't, it doesn't work, we immigrate. Now we have to go somewhere where the mood is more harmonious. All three options are perfectly fine if we are doing them in a service attitude. In general, we have to understand that when we are in a movement, we won't get two things simultaneously. We will not get freedom and facility. If I get facility, that means whoever the institution movement leaders, they have a vision and they have generated the facilities. So they will want to use the facilities to fulfill their vision. And then we will get the facility if we are fulfilling that vision. But if we feel, no, this is what I want to do, it's not wrong if we have the commitment, if we have the talent, if we have that. then we may get the freedom. Okay, this is why we can do it. But if we get the freedom, we will not get the facility. Okay, this is what you would like to do. I'm not going to stop you, but it's your responsibility. You do it then. So, what becomes a problem is, if we want both freedom and facility, then that is, it doesn't work like that anywhere. So basically, for us to adapt to the situation that we are in, we will have to see what works best. And generally, there is some, you could say something like a birth pain, where we come from one conception of bhakti to another conception of bhakti. But over a period of time, broadening our horizons actually increases our appreciation for bhakti. So if we just, we basically tend to, based on our experience, equate bhakti with a particular way of practicing bhakti. But bhakti is much bigger. And if we can cultivate that openness, then we will see that there are other ways of practicing bhakti also. And there are other things which I can learn in Krishna's service. So a devotee's mood is that, no, I want to become as versatile an instrument in my spiritual master's service as possible. Okay, I know this, but let me try to learn this also. In future, we don't know where we will be. So if we have many different abilities in which we can serve Krishna, then that is available as a resource, and eventually we may have the facility where we can serve according to our inspiration. So if we have that intent to serve Krishna, then whatever situation we are in, if we keep that strong intention, Krishna will give us the guidance. The Dhami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenama Upayantite. How best we can serve Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Yes. Okay. One.